Ladies and gentlemen, Coral Reefer. Hi, hello. This is actually my first time back to Texas in over a decade. So when I was here before, it was for a church conference. This is a little bit different. I'm having a great time, and I'm really excited to be back. The only reason I know about your march here in the Fort Worth area is because of social media. So as Jess mentioned, I am Coral. I am on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, YouTube. If you're talking about pot online, I'm there and I'm with you and I'm posting pictures too. And I want to tell you why that matters. It's really easy to look at big Instagram accounts, to look at the weed accounts and think they're just for sales. They're just promoting something that they want to make money off of, that cannabis has gone out of control and that social media with cannabis is no longer for advocacy. That is not true. Those accounts do not represent us. We are the cannabis users and we are the patients. Standing up, even if that means just posting a picture without your face in it, but telling your story, how you found cannabis, how you found out it helped you, the obstacles and hurdles in your way to access safe meds that benefit you. Those stories need to be heard from every single person here. We've had so many great speakers so far telling these really incredible stories of getting arrested for the cause, of going to City Hall, going to the governor's office. I am a patient with anxiety, and these things terrify me. Leaving my house is a struggle every single day. I have to amp myself up. I have to medicate. I have to make sure I know my plan for my errands if I'm going to go do them. So when I look at these big, huge tasks, they seem insurmountable. They seem so out of reach. It's not until I've surrounded myself with my friends that I found through social media, I've surrounded myself with reefers, with people that follow me, that understand that this is about so much more than selling pot. It's about saving lives and reaching people across the entire world, that all of a sudden I feel brave enough to go into these meetings. I feel brave enough to be in the marches. That's only because of us as a group. So social media with cannabis, it's huge. It's big, but it really relies on all of us as individuals to tell our story. And I want to tell you guys one thing I learned thanks to all of the followers that I've acquired over the years. I was very hesitant to offer merchandise. I didn't really see the need initially, and I really just wanted to focus on sharing what I found interesting and what I was learning about pot. Over and over, people said, we want shirts, we want this, we want that. I was really, really hesitant. I eventually released the Stony Sunday shirt, which I'm so excited to have. I love it. I love seeing the Stony Sunday shirts today around the crowd. I didn't think much of it. I didn't put much conscious decision-making into that choice. A couple rounds into those shirts, some reefers started contacting me, and they started saying, you're a cannabis advocate, right? Why is your shirt not on hemp? Why aren't you advocating for hemp? And I was a little bit defensive. I said, hemp's too expensive. I'm here for medical pot. I want to talk about cannabis medicine. And it was only from all of the messages, the tweets, the Facebook messages, the comments on Instagram, it was the demand from social media to pay attention to hemp that my mind suddenly was opened. And now that's all I'll release is hemp shirts. When it comes to textiles, that's all I'll release. When it comes to plastic merchandise, I'm begging Toker Poker, I'm begging Medtainer to have hemp plastic, but I can't do that by myself. They need to hear your guys' voices too. They need to know that hemp plastic is possible. Hemp t-shirts are possible. Cannabis medicine is possible, and that's only coming to light in the mainstream media because of social media and because of the voices and the stories that we're sharing. I have to give so much appreciation to the speakers that we've heard so far. In every single speech that I've heard so far, there was a tinge of social media. I don't know if you heard them or if you noticed, but to get in front of the people that we need to talk to, you need to go viral. You need to have your story catch on. You need these hashtags. You need people to catch on and pay attention. So being that voice, sharing those stories, joining these families' fights changes their lives. And when it comes to that billionaire changing the NFL, how do you think he's going to hear us? How do you think he's going to know that this matters to the people paying tickets to go to the games? It's from social media. So I really want to urge all of you to take another look at your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Snapchat. Look how you can use it to share your story and empower the people around you and make friends so that you feel brave enough to go out there and get off the computer, get away from your phone and actually join together in a place like this, because it's so easy to just be posting and just look at social media as a one form of advocacy, but it's a multi-pronged attack. We need to be doing everything we can. We need to be posting. We need to be marching. We need to be sending letters. Find your strength, share it, and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, wherever you guys are. If you want to follow me, my name is Coral, Coral Reefer, or Coral Fish 19. I know it's Saturday, but happy Stony Sunday, y'all. Thank you, guys.